We welcome our guest, Loyal Pie. Loyal, how are you?
Well, I'm doing great, man. How are you?
Hey, doing good.
That's good. That's good.
How has Transformed been for you?
Well, you know, it's a work in progress, you know, but it's good. You know, I'm really excited about what's going on with me as far as transforming, you know, my life in its totality. And I tell people all the time, we can't just concentrate on one thing, you know, and let that be it. There's some other things that we have to get in line as well, and that's spiritually, you know, financially, health-wise. And so I'm working on those, and I'm excited about it. I'm really excited about it.
Was there a big transformation from the group Men of Standard to doing a solo project?
Oh, for sure. Oh, yeah. You know, a lot of times people don't understand, and, you know, we're still family. But, you know, when we came out and started doing our own thing, it was all us. When I couldn't look back at Ike, I need you to sing tonight because my voice is out there, or Brad, I need you to help me. You know, it was all by ourselves. And then, you know, we had a chance to learn a lot of things by ourselves. You learn a lot of stuff when you're doing things, you know, on your own. And the transformation, you know, from that to where we are now has been tremendous. But thank God, you know, it's been a blessing also. You know what I'm saying? We've been able to learn. And so when we come back together to do the live record for Men of Standard, it's going to be so much that we've learned over the years by, you know, being independent artists that we could take back to the group. So we're really excited about that. So it's been, you know, it's been difficult, but it's been a blessing all, you know, as well.
You dropped the single, All Right, and you did very well with that single.
It did. It really did. I was surprised because, you know, I was a little nervous because sometimes, you know, you don't know if people are going to embrace, you know, something new and something kind of different from what's being played. And, you know, man, they did. They did really, really good on the BDS charts. And, you know, people was playing it and stuff like that. So people liked it. And so I was like, wow, I was shocked. And I was surprised, but I was very grateful and thankful, you know, that radio played it and supported it. So, you know, it was a good thing. And I'm just moving forward, man, going to even better, you know, something better.
Now, your new single, I Need You.
Yes.
That is a beautiful ballad. Tell us about that song.
Well, I wrote that song when looking at the tragedy that had happened in Connecticut with the kids and, you know, when at the school. And I was sitting there watching it, and I was like, well, you know what, Lord? Our country and our world does not really realize how much we really need you. You know, a lot of times we ask God for stuff that we need. We're so quick to say, I need this, and I need that, I want this, I need that. And, you know, we forget that God is sovereign. He already knows what you need, when you need it, how you need it, why you need it. He knows that, but he's just waiting for us to say, Lord, I need you. Simple. Don't tell him what you need, because when you say, Lord, I need you, it covers everything that you need, because he already knows what you need. And the thing about it is this, when you say, Lord, I need you, and it comes from a sincere place, he gives you more than what you ask for. Because of your ability to fall on your face and say, Lord, I need you.
You know, Isaac had that big song in the middle.
Yes.
And I feel that I Need You may be that big song for you, Lowell.
Well, you know, I pray. You know, it's something simple. You know, I think it's a message behind it. You know, I really believe that once people hear it, they will embrace it because that's what we live. We live in a place and we live in an area where we need God. We can't do nothing without him. We need him. When you look at our world, when you look at the government, when you look at everything, we need God, period, across the board. There's nothing else need to be said about it. We need him. And I pray, you know, that the radio will embrace it, people that would like it. And even if they don't, the message still is going to be there and still is going to be strong. And, you know, and I praise God for giving me that song to write it. And we're going to see what happens, man. We're really working it, and we're hoping that people will, you know, embrace it as you have already done it. I appreciate you, bro. Thank you so much. So we're going to keep moving forward. Keep moving forward.
How instrumental has John Key been in your life?
Oh, very, very, very. You know, anytime you spend the amount of years that we spend together, 4 years with John Key living, you know, I lived with him for a minute, you know, when I first got to Charlotte. So we used to stay up in the studio just working and looking at him create stuff and him teaching us about the business and what to do and what not to do. So he was very instrumental in our lives, man. You know, you can't be around somebody of that caliber and it, some kind of way he don't rub off on you a little bit. You know, he rubbed off on us a lot because he taught us a lot, man. We learned how to take control of a stage and demand the attention of people, to listen to what we got to say, how to bring them into our world, what we're trying to say. And so we learned a lot from him. And to this day, we stay in contact, you know, with him and talk and tweet each other and text each other. Sometimes he calls me still late in the midnight hour, 3-4 in the morning. I'm like, man, why are you not asleep? Who's up at this time talking? And so, you know, we're still brothers and we're still family, and so we still talk to this day.